in the limelight.
Now that artificial intelligence, or AI, is providing an increasing number of recommendations to human decision makers, it is important to make sure that, as a technology, it is not biased, and thus respects the value of fairness. The article we are about to present you has been written jointly by Raja Chatila, a professor emeritus of artificial intelligence and robotics and ethics at Sorbonne University in Paris, and Francesco Rossi, an IBM fellow and artificial intelligence ethics global leader. The piece is titled How to Address Artificial Intelligence Fairness. The article has been published by weforum.org website. Please stay with us for more of Raja Chatila and Francesco Rossi's article. Humans have many kinds of bias, confirmation, anchoring, and gender among them. Such biases may lead people to behave unfairly, and as such, as a society, we try to mitigate them. This is especially important when humans are in the position of taking high-stake decisions that impact others. We do so via a combination of education, conduct guidelines, and regulations. Now that artificial intelligence, or AI, is providing an increasing number of recommendations to human decision makers, it is important to make sure that, as a technology, artificial intelligence is not biased and thus respects the value of fairness. Indeed, those initiatives that aim to make artificial intelligence as beneficial as possible, related to artificial intelligence ethics, include AI fairness as one of the main topics of discussion and concrete work. Examples of these abound and range from the ethics guidelines for trustworthy artificial intelligence of the European Commission High-Level Expert Group on Artificial Intelligence to the focus of the World Economic Forum Global Future Council on Artificial Intelligence for Humanity. While artificial intelligence fairness has been a major focus for companies, governments, civil society organizations, and multi-stakeholder initiatives for several years now, we have seen a plethora of different approaches over time. Each of these has focused on either one or several aspects of artificial intelligence fairness. But it is now time to identify and suggest a more comprehensive view, one that covers all the dimensions of artificial intelligence fairness and exploits their interrelation in a bid to build the most effective framework, techniques, and policies. Here's the sticking point, though. Since artificial intelligence systems are built by humans, who collect the training and test data and make the development decisions, they can, either consciously or unconsciously, be injected with biases. This in turn may lead to the deployment of artificial intelligence systems that reflect and amplify such biases, resulting in decisions or recommendations that are systematically unfair to certain categories of people. There are already several technical tools that can help here. They detect and mitigate artificial intelligence bias over various data types, such as text, audio, video, images, and structured data. Indeed, existing bias in society can be embedded in artificial intelligence systems, and undesired correlations between some features, such as gender and loan acceptability, can be mitigated by detecting and avoiding them. Tools to improve the explainability of artificial intelligence models enable the identification of the reasons behind the artificial intelligence decisions, and can therefore also be useful in identifying bias in artificial intelligence data and models. However, technical aspects and solutions to artificial intelligence bias constitute just one dimension of the problem, and possibly the easiest one of achieving artificial intelligence fairness. Achieving AI fairness is not just a technical problem. It also requires governance structures to identify, to implement, and adopt appropriate tools to detect and mitigate bias in data collection and processing on the one hand, and frameworks to define the necessary and appropriate oversight for each specific use case on the other hand. Let's also not forget that the notion of fairness itself is context-dependent and should be defined according to specific application scenarios. The correct definition can only be identified through a multi-stakeholder consultation in which those who build and deploy artificial intelligence systems discuss them with users and relevant communities to identify the relevant notion of fairness. Another dimension of artificial intelligence fairness relates to education. Since human biases are mostly unconscious, any path to achieving AI fairness necessarily starts from awareness building or educating. Artificial intelligence developers need to become aware of their biases and how they could possibly inject these biases into artificial intelligence systems during the development pipeline. But educating developers is not enough. The whole environment around them must be aware of possible biases and learn how to detect and mitigate them. A culture of fairness must be built. Within this, managers need to understand how to build diverse developers' teams and define incentives for artificial intelligence bias detection and mitigation. Executives and decision makers need help in understanding artificial intelligence bias issues and their possible impact on their clients, impacted communities, and their own companies. Such education needs to be complemented by appropriate methodologies, which need to not only be adopted, but also enforced and facilitated. To achieve this, companies need to define the most suitable internal governance framework for their business models and deployment domains. Not only should artificial intelligence systems be fair and exercise caution in amplifying human biases, but they should also make sure that they are not a source of inequality amongst groups or communities. It follows that diversity and inclusion within societies is another dimension of artificial intelligence fairness that refers to the impact of the use of artificial intelligence in a specific societal context. Far from increasing inequality, technology ought to improve accessibility and also reduce the digital gap along various axes, such as gender, disabilities, geography, and ethnicity. Fairness has a global dimension too, and must be promoted equally between different regions of the world, but taking into account the specificities of each region. Another important dimension of artificial intelligence fairness has to do with how to define the appropriate and shared rules to assure that the particular artificial intelligence that is deployed and used is fair. Artificial intelligence producers should play their part in defining and implementing internal principles, internal guidelines, methodologies, and governance frameworks to make sure that the AI they produce is fair, robust, explainable, accurate, and transparent. However, there is no reason why other institutions shouldn't help co-create artificial intelligence frameworks. We're talking about guidelines, best practices, standards, audits, certifications, regulations, and laws. After all, it requires a careful combination of these mechanisms defined through a multi-stakeholder consultation to frame the fairness of the artificial intelligence technology used and its impact on society correctly. The space of artificial intelligence fairness is therefore wide and complex. All artificial intelligence stakeholders should devote time and resources to playing their part in their relevant portion of this space. The main motivation is clear: making sure that technology respects and supports human values and prevents them from being put in danger. However, there are other motivations for artificial intelligence builders too. Indeed, addressing artificial intelligence fairness is both an economic and a social imperative. Companies that deploy artificial intelligence or other technologies but cannot be trusted to uphold the values explored here will have challenges in having their products adopted widely.